and you are ready now. I'm also ready for this meeting.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Otherwise, I've not been well. I'm sure you got that message.
No, we didn't.
You didn't. Yeah, no, I was not well. I had a boil. You know, a boil. Yeah. In fact, I came for this meeting. And I like to leave tonight because I'm off the home. I thought I must come and say that to you. Otherwise, you'd think it is just that absenting himself for other issues. Since the Springboks have won, people have a lot of reasons why they are not supposed to be at work. So I thought I should just come and really say that. Good morning, everybody.
That's true.
Valerie, people are saying they don't see us on TV. So they want us to be on TV now.
Who wants us to
be on
TV?
So these rooms that we are choosing are bedrooms. So we must have good rooms. So that we also can appear on TV. Members are agreeing. Honorable members, the report in front of us, if we recall, we made some amendments there and there. So the report as it is today, maybe let me start correctly so that the fighter continues to protect me. I have dealt with the issue of apologies so that everybody knows. The only person who's still off sick officially is Honorable Noluchum. I've got that report. Why would not say apologies, because apologies must actually all the time go to Valerie, the secretary. No apologies will be entertained in the meeting from individual members. So when I'm quiet, it's because she has already told me that everybody else is here except for Menol Chungo. Am I correct, honorable members? Honorable Shabangu?
I understand what you're saying, but remember that the apologies should be accepted by the committee, not by an individual. You are right when you say apologies should be directed to the secretary, but we must accept the comments. Thank you.
Is that a fact, or is that what you think, honorable member? Because it's not a fact. You note. Once apologies have been made, you note. That's a fact. All right. Can we deal with the report, honorable members? Because in our agenda for today, we have final consideration of the draft report. Number two will be adoption of the report. And number three will be consideration and adoption of minutes of proceedings. Now we're on the report. Any other matter, or we fine, we happy? Honorable Manu.
Good morning, Chair. I move for adoption of the report.
Good morning, Honorable Manu. As a mover, Let me get the... Okay. Okay, because I was not in your last meeting, honorable members, if you can borrow me an ear, honorable Sikulo and the big boss. I think the mistake we have been doing here, that we must correct, is that when you raise a view as an individual honorable member, and your view has not been tested by the committee, that is not a recommendation. Am I clear? If you have said something last week on the issue of the RAPS bill, this is what I think, wara, and then we continue. That is not a resolution. Now, am I correct that the recommendations that are here in this report as they appear is what you move the report to be adopted with, Honorable Man? I'm talking to the honorable member. Honorable member says yes. Yes. Any second. Honorable McDee.
Good morning, Chair.
Good
Welcome
morning.
Back. I hope you have a speedy recovery. I second that motion for my comrade on the left here. Thank you, comrade.
Unfortunately, on my agenda here, there's no space for somebody who must be third and fourth. So if there's a second, I take it that we deal with this issue or their dissenting views. Honorable Ramatwa and Honorable Hansen.
Good morning, Chairperson and my colleagues. I just want to speak on the issue that you have said, the issue of resolutions, that I think one of the things that can assist us is that somebody must give, summarize what we have agreed on so that everybody knows these are resolutions. Because now you are saying, if a person is saying and it's not a resolution, but if somebody can summarize what we have agreed on, and we know that this is what we have agreed, it will assist. Thank you, Chairperson.
I don't want to guess that you are going to say the same thing. Honorable member.
It would be safe not to guess, Chair. Chair, I'm confused. Last week, we ended up with a accepted recommendation by the acting chair that we would have the opportunity to submit aspects in addition to what was tabled in the form of a draft report. Those submissions have now been indicated on the report before us in the different color schemes representing the people's input, which is a suggestion to be co-opted in the to-be-approved report. I don't understand why a contributor at this stage can propose that the report be accepted, because at this stage, this committee must now consider the different inputs and then decide what the committee finds acceptable, and then we get to the approval of the report. I therefore don't understand why you would ask one of the submitters to be seconded as if it was a combined effort, because we're not there, there yet, Jay. So what I'm suggesting is that we consider the inputs, and that we then consider what of those inputs would be recognized by the committee as being representative of the committee, and that we then get to the stage where we ask for approval of the content and second it. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. I think you and Honorable Ramadan agree, in short. It's just that she says, let's be taken through the different inputs, which is what we can do. I don't think there's a problem in doing that quickly. Honorable Mani.
Thank you, Chair. I don't think there would be a problem in following that route, but the issue is the principle here. When we parted the last week, maybe let me start with the first one that Honorable Hansinga is saying. The chair didn't ask me to be seconded. He wanted the committee to say something on the report. So my hand was up, and it was the only hand up. The fact that I was a contributor is neither here nor there. I'm part of the committee as well. That's the first thing. So let us just get it straight. It's got nothing to do with who was contributor or not. Secondly, we gave ourselves time as to when we should contribute towards the team that is assisting us. They circulated the report on time for us to go through the report. So if somebody didn't read the report, they mustn't make it my problem. If somebody doesn't agree to adopt the report, because I read it, it is immaterial who contributed. Now, if you've got a problem with what is in here, regardless of who contributed, you say, Chair, I would like to raise the following issues under RAF, under this, and then that's the discussion. So let's not start on the wrong foot by wanting to blame or apportion things. Let's deal with issues and leave the rest.
Exactly.
Thank you, Chair.
thank you, Honorable Member. I think you've captured exactly how I dealt with it. But I think let's make this meeting to be easy to run. Valerie, could you please copy in our minds what are the considerations that we should be making as final considerations?
Observations and recommendations for the report, and two members responded, Mr. Mangu and Mr. Mabena, by the agreed date. So, Chair, what we then did was those additions were made to the report. The yellow highlights are, I'm sure members got the one that was color coded, that's actually color coded, are the amendments that was agreed to in this meeting. So that was captured, all the yellow pieces were the issues that came out of the discussion of the meeting. But because the topic could not be exhausted, there were additional comments which was agreed by the committee. the highlighted blue comments are from Mr. Mabena, and the green highlighted comments and additions were from Mr. Mangu. So, Chair, because those additions were made after the meeting, and as Mr. Mangu said, members had sufficient time to meet you because it was sent Monday morning early. We need to know in this meeting, as the draft of the report whether members agree with the additional comments. The yellow ones, they shouldn't be an issue with it because those comments were made in the meeting. But we need to know if the comments reflected in the green highlight and the blue one are supported by the committee for us to put this in place to parliament.
You done, Ms. Carlson. Honorable members, there it is. Are we comfortable in including the... so why did you color the one of Mr. Mapena with blue? And the one with Mr. Mang with green. No, I'm just asking. It's a simple question. Why this one blue and that one green? Why not green this side and blue that? Okay, that was on a lighter note. Are they acceptable, honorable members? I think that's the question. And I need to see hands. Hands must show me that people are happy. Honorable Hansinger?
Chair, presented under the heading committee observations, I find those acceptable, and I propose that it be accepted as noted.
They should be accepted as noted. That's the proposal.
In the sense of noting.
In the sense of observations and noting. Yeah. Yes, Ms. Carol, sir?
Can I just add, because a lot of the comments were added after last week's meeting, Chair. Obviously, because we needed members to agree on the observations, and out of that, the recommendations will be finalized. So, the recommendations, as is, that's why, Chair, maybe we can go a little bit slow on the adoption, is because the recommendations need to be crafted now. So, the big issue for this meeting is, are members in agreement with the observations?
Let's get a second. Honorable
Donald? Chair, I second the motion on the adoption of the recommendations, the observations of the report.
As noted.
As noted.
Yeah.
As amended.
Yeah. We're improving in our English.
As reflected, yes.
Yeah. As reflected.
As reflected.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. As reflected. The observations as reflected by different colors. Okay, let's leave the different colors because it won't be there.
Now it becomes one color.
Yeah, now it becomes one color. I don't know which color we're going to choose. We'll hear from Ms. Karen. Which one is going to unite all of us? Oh, no color. But I see black and white. So black and white will remain. Oh, no color. All right. I guess we have dealt with the adoption, am I correct? Number two. We dealt with number one, the final consideration.
Okay.
Right? Yes, sir.
Sorry for the interruption, Chair.
Yes.
But we're dealing with a process now.
Yes.
So what we've done now is we accepted the input of the different members as representing the opinion in terms of observations by the committee. In other words, the committee is now comfortable that all of those submissions represent the combined observations, now being the observations of the committee. That's where we are. Now from that, we need to craft the recommendations, which is the final stage of this process, so that then, ultimately, maybe in the next meeting, we will then accept the report and adopt the report as a report of the committee. So at this stage, Chair, we must now present submissions which of these observations we need to prioritize as recommendations in this report, which then needs to be crafted by our specialists, so that again we get a draft submission, but then focused on the recommendations and not so much on the observations which we've dealt with now. Thank you, Chair.
We are done with number one. We are left with number two. And we are not going to do number two in this meeting.
That's
right?
Further on.
We agreed, members. I'm just trying to use my simple English.
Sure.
Stay away from the big English and be as simple as I can as a teacher. Let me hear other honorable members, Mondise, and then honorable.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I'm trying to check here.
No, you see, when the Springboks win, there's a closer man there who cries a lot. I'm Makwetin. And we don't ask these things. So what is this Makwetin thing? So this is a Zulu one. Come on, this.
Thank you for protecting me. I'm trying to check here. This report is not from part of the BRRR, because I was checking to other committees. Because if you check their BRRR, their reports and their recommendations are in ATC. So us is not going to be part of the BRRR.
Let's not assume. Valerie?
Chair, the budget review report by this committee has been adopted and it's already on Parliament order paper for consideration by the House. This is a report on the annual performance plan of the entity of the Department of Transport, not on the annual report. That report is already in the House.
Are you answered, Mondise?
I'm not fully answered. I'm answered, but I'm trying to check this one. When are we going to present this one to Parliament?
Chair, I responded to the matter last week. In a normal year, parliamentary year, when there's no election, the strategic plans and the annual performance plans are tabled in March, and then after that, just before the budget vote debate, the committee consider the annual performance plan and the strat plan of the department and the strategy. So normally the reporting period would have been just before the budget vote of a specific department. In this case, because the elections happened, those reports were only tabled in July. So because the committee was the committee's first interaction with the entities, it was disappointing as well. The committee went to the entities in Gauteng to be briefed by them, and some of the briefings were here. When those reports are tabled, they are referred to the committee for consideration and report to the national committee. There's no deadline with this one because of this year being election year. Next year, these reports will come to Parliament in March. So there deadline will be around in March for the department and the entity to table that report and shortly thereafter for the budget will be based. So we would have had to report on first the budget of the department and secondly on all those reports that were tabled. So this one, with this one, the committee can take its time. There is no deadline for it in this year.
I take it that the member is now fully on board, and thank you for not just keeping quiet when you don't understand some of the aspects. You have helped a lot of us here. Right, Honorable Mang?
Thank you, Chair. I was just on what you said, that we are dealt with number one. Number one talks about observations and recommendations. So it means we have not dealt with the other parts. So I think we are going technical today, so it's a nice route to go. I was just highlighting that to the chair, so that maybe you amend that number one to reflect what we have dealt with.
Yeah.
Thanks, Chair.
It helps us if we can have people who can get to that level and checkmate each other that it's okay. We will be able to move. I understand that to be concluded in our next meeting. Yeah. As we bring everything together, let's just find a nice way of capturing it. I think Honorable Mang was right that side. Are we done? Honorable members, are we happy? All right. So it means number two, we are done with, I guess. And number three, where are they? Do you see your minutes, all of you? Have you gone through your minutes so that we, the 29th, the minutes of the 29th of October, I guess it's last week, in the same room. I know I was not here, but I'm chairing today. Honorable Hansinger.
Chair, I'm missing a particular proposal that I made last week that was also accepted by the committee. The proposal was about addressing the situation that we're currently dealing with in terms of not having a committee position related to each of the entities that we engaged with, simply because there were so many entities and the program was really congested. So the proposal was that in future we should consider to have a debriefing session immediately after engaging with every entity, so that we then conclude a committee position with points that could be directly included into a universal and committee-focused observation and recommendation, instead of having to now get to the situation which we currently have, in that we have to use committee time for other matters to now think of observations and recommendations. And the committee was happy to accept that proposal. But unfortunately, I don't see that being accommodated in the minutes. And I'm happy if we are just mindful of it and we don't regard it as important to be minuted. I just think it would improve our process, because we have so many entities and it's just very difficult to now recall what the observations were weeks after the engagement, and it would just be sensible to have a debriefing immediately after you've had an interaction with an entity.
Mm. you reckon this is one of the salient matters that has to be recorded in our minutes, because we normally don't record everything said by individuals. But I think for a way forward properly, this is captured correctly. This is what we must do. Yeah. All right. Now, you see, Honorable Hansinger, you are not helping me today. This matter you should have raised as we corrected minutes. We are on the minutes now, ne?
Not to have it
29 October. Right? Any correction? Accept this correction because we have accepted it now.
Oh, it might be even that it's not recorded. I don't...
Yeah.
Jay.
Yes, Honorable McDonald.
I move for the adoption of the minutes.
You move for the adoption of the minutes.
With the discussion that we've just completed. Thank you, Jay.
Please amend it.
And... just so that we okay, let me get a second.
Falling apart.
Seconded by Honorable Stoll. Sometimes we have to be sensitive to those issues. Just so that tomorrow we are not bogged down by the issue of minutes. You remember the last time when I was here, one member was giving us a headache in terms of how the minutes should be. And I've since gone back because I was tasked to go and do some work. And just to say, the minutes as they are in front of us, the way they are captured, it's a standard way of capturing them throughout these committees. Unless there are salient points that we need to bring out, that is accepted, I've seen, in the minutes. But our minutes will not record observations, for an example, who said what and who said what. You'll not get those details. But should we want a verbatim kind of a report, I am told that we always record our proceedings. And I asked, why can't we have a verbatim kind of minutes as we do them in our own organizations outside there? And I was told that there are two reasons to that. The first reason is that we may be bogged down by a member and somebody who has taken minutes, that this was not what I said. Verbatim. Number two, it's an issue of these minutes have a time frame, turnaround time of 3 days, am I correct?
In terms of audit purposes.
Yeah. In 3 days, these minutes must be available for members. Now, if you are going to quote verbatim and so forth and so on, it shall mean that, one, we don't adhere to that time. Two, the staff doing minutes may actually get to extra time in terms of payment. So this is a standard way of dealing with minutes, honorable members. I just thought I must bring this feedback, which is out there, of course. Otherwise, it is what it is. We're done with the minutes, right? Honorable Hansinger.
Jay, thank you for the feedback. I therefore would like to put on record that from the DA side, we are not happy with the standard structure. We would prefer a lot more content, and we would prefer the committee to have preference about the format, the framework, and the layout, irrespective of some standard that was decided upon somewhere. It should be the prerogative of the committee with the chair to decide how minutes should look, and it is detrimental to the work of this committee to have a diluted form of minutes, which for the DA is not acceptable.
Well, we have noted the DA's position on this matter. Luckily, we are meeting with chairpersons from 13 hours. Is that meeting still taking place, Kenny? And, we'll hear what the other members are saying about it. Right? We done.
Sure.
Just before we land, let me now formally congratulate
me.
Have you been elected in any position?
I have.
Okay. What position is it?
Not known yet.
I'm calling a press conference.
We may be seated with the chair here of one of the most important parties. That is why I'm asking. That would be very advantageous for this committee. Now let me formally congratulate
Springbok.
Our rugby team, national rugby team, the Springboks, for having represented us very well in Japan. As we normally do as South Africans, we normally criticize our team, say what we want to say, and at some point it was said, hey, this rugby team of Erasmus is playing boring rugby. You know, those specialists of rugby have said many other things that they regret why they have said in the first place. When things are like this, but I guess it's how we conduct in our own country, and now that they have won the World Cup, we should be in one voice saying Viva Mapogopogo. Mapogopogo again. Viva Mapogopogo. Viva Mapogopogo. Viva. And they are coming back today.
Came back yesterday.
Yesterday. They are here.
Already here.
Oh, okay. And I'm sure they'll come to Cape Town. I've just seen
the 11th.
They start with those bigger cities, you know, Honorable May. Then they'll come on.
They'll not go to Limpopo.
And
in Mpumalanga.
Well, I've not seen any player there from Limpopo. So they'll be here in Cape Town. And those of us who are here, let's celebrate with them.
Yes.
It's a big achievement. It's a very big achievement. Let's leave the issue of who was captaining it. It's a South African. It's a great captain. And we should accept that as part of history. But the whole team has done very well. Your former captains, your former players were there to give support. And I just felt, we should have at some point been wearing green, all of us, just to show that support out there. But I think well done to our team. That is what I wanted to say. There's always somebody who likes speaking after the chairperson has spoken. Now that we are getting technical, will allow people to grow next time. Honorable Mapela?
Yes, yeah, I think you're making a very important point. I think I just want to confirm that that's the collective view of this portfolio committee. That you congratulate the Springbok.
I understand where he's coming from. Honorable members, the president has said we must leave all those things that will divide us. All of them. And just concentrate on those who will unite us.
Agree with
so
you.
So on this one, we are spot on.
Yes.
We are together. Thank you very much. Viva, Honorable Mapena, viva. Thank you very much. I think this meeting is...
Let's not talk about Saturday, though.
Come to its logical conclusion. The rest we shall see next week. Thank you.